I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
So yesterday was Valentine's Day, right? And Kanye West took it to the next level by spoiling his wife Kim Kardashian with an exclusive serenade by none other than saxophonist Kenny G. She walked into a living room to Kenny G rocking the sax amidst a floor full of individual roses in vases.
No, that's just setting the bar way too high.
Way too high. I mean, nothing says romance like Kenny G, right?
Pop star Katy Perry has released new music with Zedd called 365.
The music video is very AI as well. It features a robotic Katy Perry trying to connect with Zedd. They're in some sort of relationship. Interesting. I want you to be the one that's on Cardi B has reactivated her Instagram account after suffering major backlash from critics over winning the Best Rap Album Grammy Award. And with her reactivation, an announcement of new music featuring Bruno Mars that is out later today.
Prince Philip won't face charges after accidentally flipping his SUV last month, a spectacular accident. The 97-year-old announced a few days ago he was surrendering his licence and he apologised to the women involved in the crash who were also injured.
Surely the Crown would have given him a nice little payoff as well.
I don't think they can break the law, can they, the royalty?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that goes.
I think the law is all subject to them.
Right, I see. They can just bend it to their will. And the long-rumoured Breaking Bad sequel film is reportedly heading to Netflix. The movie, written by the show creator Vince Gilligan, is set to pick up 6 years after the original series ended and stars Aaron Paul, who played Jesse Pinkman. No release date has yet been set.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.